I want to welcome you to this Deacon Minister Ordination class. It's a credential class. It's a class that can be taken right after you get your Christian Basics Certificate. You now know that you're interested in serving the Lord. You've taken the Christian Leaders Connection class. You've taken the Christian Basics class or testing out option. You have the Christian Basics Certificate. And right here, for some of you who sense that calling into ministry, we start an ordination opportunity that is, in a lot of ways, ordained you with the credentials of a simple local deacon minister. I want to talk about where this deacon word was applied to ministry first. It's actually in the book of Acts. In those days, the number of disciples was increasing. So I just love that. I love that church is growing everywhere. The Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. Now I want to talk about that a little bit. That was a ministry program of the early church. There were many impoverished leaders. There were many people who were impoverished. The community was just barely holding on. It was a tough place to live. And one of the ministries that immediately developed was ministry to the poor. And it was so important that though the apostles were trying to proclaim the gospel, their role was being sidetracked because the ministry opportunity to the Hebraic widows and the Grecian widows made it of such that they were running out of time. This was a wonderful moment, a testing in the church, and in this testing, the Holy Spirit was going to open up a class of leaders called the deacons. Amazing. So what happened? So the 12 gathered all the disciples and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word in order to wait on tables." And it's interesting, the word there, to wait on tables, in verse 2 of this, in the Greek, is a fascinating word. In the Greek, it talks about, you know, neglect the ministry of the word in order, and then it uses a verb in the infinitive case, the infinitive mode, so to speak, in Greek. And the word is diakonoin. Oh, to serve tables. Now, in a lot of ways, it was a metaphor. It was a metaphor for ministry. Here, they were doing ministry, and in that ministry right now, it was serving the poor. And every part of that ministry of serving the poor was doing what? Proclaiming the gospel. There are many ministries that do it just that way. They feed those who have great need, and while they're feeding them, they're sharing the gospel. So this is not just handing out food. This is about handing out food with purpose, with gospel purpose. And the word they use there is diakonoin. The word deacon comes out of that word. So what we read is, "Brothers, choose 7 men among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." Now, what's interesting even about that is when the apostles are talking about the ministry of the word, what they're talking about is that there are different roles and there are different functions. And they were apostles. But what they did is they created a leadership class of deacons. Now, let's talk about the amazing thing about a verb. Okay? So the verb diakono. Okay? So you have a verb there. in that verb to serve. So I deacon someone. I serve someone. A translation is I minister to someone. Minister can be a verb. I minister to you, Wally. I minister to you, Susan. Okay? I minister. Okay? But I minister could also be a noun. A minister. A minister. You are a minister. I minister. You are a minister. Back then, the verb deacon was I deacon you. I serve you. I minister to you. But the word can also be a noun. And in the early church, the word I deacon to you, I serve you, I minister to you, as a noun, that became the word minister. So we see in chapter 3 or 6 of Acts that why do they call them deacons is because that's the verb that was used. And then immediately we see Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did extraordinary wonders and miraculous signs among the people. So what we read is a list of 7 deacons, taking the verb diakonoi. And now these deacons, Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timons, Parmenas, Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism, they presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. There's ordination, everybody. Okay, so what happened there is the apostles say to the church, find leaders, bring them to us, deacons. And then what the apostles did is they prayed and laid hands on them. They were ordained. In other words, they did not declare themselves that they were ministry leaders or ministers, but others did that. This is the core of the Christian Leaders Institute ordination credential program. Right here, right now, you are called to ministry. You know you're called to ministry. And a lot of times when we're called into ministry, we want training. So you've come to Christian Leaders Institute for training. And you've now completed your first 2 classes, your first 2 certificates. You're sensing the call to ministry. And as simple as this process is in Acts for ordination, we want to make the process simple for you. So you start simply as a deacon. Now, what this will do is this will open up many possibilities for you. And a couple of them are you will know spiritual warfare immediately. You will find out who you are. You will put yourself out there in the community. You're going to see if there's support from your own spouse if you're married. You're going to see immediately. And I talk about this later in this class, that's a blessing. Because you know if the whole community does not see you as ministry leader, a ministry leader candidate, you're going to know that right away. We've had people, we've ordained, over 500 leaders. And in the process, we've learned a few things. Here's one of the things we've learned, is there are people who think they're called to ministry, and they cannot get 3 recommendations. In this class, you will take the whole class, you will find out about simple leadership in ministry. Now, you won't be trained in a lot of stuff. That's why you're at Christian Leaders Institute. But you're going to get simple. What does it mean to be ordained? what does it mean to do simple ministry or the sacraments like the Lord's Supper and baptism? Very simple things. We want to keep it simple because that's what's reproducible. It was reproducible quickly in the early church as Christianity spread. We want to see that simplicity. But in this class, not only will you take that, but you need three recommendations. Will you get three recommendations? Not everybody will. Well, those three recommendations, you'll ask your mentor. Maybe your mentor is your pastor. Maybe your mentor is a godly elder or a leader. But you will find out, will your spouse endorse you? See, these are all of the very important things that are critical as you become ordained as a simple deacon. Now, what's great about this is this step becomes, this class becomes the prerequisite of later minister role classes. And these minister role classes will keep expanding, but you won't have to get recommendations again. You won't have to ask yourself, do people see in me the calling to ministry? This class is what you need. This class is the foundation for all your credentials. So as you take this class and get through this class and people acknowledge that you have the gifts for ministry as a deacon, then it's just a matter of getting trained more and more and more and deeper in the training process, which you're going to find out in this class. And then you can take other minister role classes. So your ordination would be right here. So you're not going to be ordained again. So you're ordained as a deacon through this class. Then as you study more, you will be installed in those roles. So it's a deepening of this ordination. And then people will see your deepening credentials in that they will see that you've studied more classes, that you're more qualified in the work of being an ordained deacon minister. So how this works is very simple. Take this class. You know that the class of deacons started. These deacons were ministers. They were clergy in the very beginning. They included men and women, people like Stephen, we read about today in Acts 6, people like Phoebe in Romans 16. All of these things have been revealed to us that the army of God, the revival leaders, will be raised up. So you're in this class. This class is the first seed, the foundation for all of the ministry roles here at Christian Leaders Institute. So I welcome you here. And I want to close this introduction with prayer that the Holy Spirit will help you see your role in ministry. Lord, some here who are seeing this video and don't necessarily need to be ordained, but they're interested in what this is about, Lord. And maybe this has sparked in them a desire to have a dual ordination through Christian Leaders Institute as well as where they currently are. Some, Lord, are not ordained now, but this is a beautiful start. They've taken a couple of classes now, or they've taken a lot of classes, but now they're starting this class now that sort of resets the credentials. And Lord, there are those people here, and Lord, I ask your Holy Spirit to give insight. Lord, whatever the situation of those who take this class, the most important thing is that, Lord, you are raising up revival leaders. And Lord, we pray that who's ever listening to this prayer is now afresh being spoken in a heart of someone to seek leadership. You say in the Bible, it's a good thing to be an overseer. It's a good thing to be a leader. And this class is about exploring that potential. And Lord, I ask your Holy Spirit to bless this entire class for this dear student or graduate who is taking this class, Lord, that they can exercise their heart and their mind and ascertain whether or not that they are called to be a minister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.